Blog Talk Radio.
Are you serious? Okay. What we got here? All right, about to play some jams. Let the time kick up. Let the people come in. And we will get to it. So, here we go.
This the realest fucking shit I'll ever say in my life. This the realest fucking shit you'll ever hear on a mic. Better be quicker than life or get 25 to life. If your moves ain't precise, start singing for Christ. But Jesus won't feed us if a nigga about to starve. Been singing the same song in front and behind them bars. Under my feet is the lava, above my head the stars. Where the fuck is hell in heaven? I'm compelled with lessons. Like the shells in my weapon, I repel the stressing. I inhale the session as I'm dollar reflecting. Just a scholar inspecting every movement and function. Just sipping Louis 14 over discussion. And the funds that I'm trusting make my gun start busting over financial concussions. A hoe with self-destruction without a piss instructions. I'm talking with some blue eyes while I'm at the luncheon. Them cheeks start blushing, every penny start rushing. I gotta love the sound of your roaches I be crushing. This is royal flushing, I will see you on your bluffing. Niggas hate the way I move, maneuver like it's nothing. Go ahead and grab your bitch, I got the key to your cuffing. So please keep your respect, no need for the cussing. If I gotta teach you manners, you'll end up on the camera. You will be a prime example, put the boy on the banner. Yeah, you goons are fucking goons, illiterate with no grammar. Nigga, if it's not Godfather, why even bother? Work smarter, not harder, or end up as a martyr. I am married to this game, my clock and toes in a garter belt. And that's why it's harder felt, and going broke will make any real nigga start to melt. Can't mess up the velvet, I can't mess up the leather. Smoke a blunt of this West Coast, and I get it together. Study banks and stocks to get some game on my cheddar. Then I study wars to prepare for any contenders. Just a real nigga trying to make my life better. That's an everyday job. Being happy's a mission and crackers making it hard. Is the Negro a beast or is the image of God? Did slave blood taste like honey when they back got flogged? We was treated like dogs. Niggas singing the blues, dancing in tap shoes. Now I tap on the shoulder of my chauffeur. I don't even gotta speak. He knows where to pull over. Money makes the summer colder, keeps the winter warm. Thoughts come from darkness, so when you speak it's born. My core I feel like the Lord with the crown of thorns. Hell have no fury, just like a woman's scorn. That's why they keep their legs open till they pussy torn. Never kick the hornet's nest, cause the stinker's warm. I'm all the gods combined to one in physical form. Bitch, nigga. Yeah. That's the guy at 720 for you.
Man, you know, dog, you know, when you're a grown-ass man, you just can't play little games no more, man. You know what I'm saying? Mommy Daryl, man, he say, Free, just call me Delicious.
I say, man, I ain't finna call you no motherfucking Delicious.
Man, I'm a grown-ass man, dog. Whoop that nigga way down the street or something.
Delicious! Hey, yo, B, come here, nigga. Let me ask you.
Grown-ass man, dog.
Going down like this, BB. Still alone I stand. I'm trying to convince myself that I'm a grown ass man. See, I'm speaking from a part of my heart I thought got broke just being hard headed. You know Capricorn, folks. See, I've been rapping like a motherfucker for a long time. Just realizing that I wasn't writing the wrong rhyme. I mean, I'm being my own worst enemy and nothing is my fault. I never owned a house, bad credit, yeah, that's tough. Doing dumb shit but thinking I'm at the top of my peak. Looking good in front of my fans but looking bad to me. But I'm quick to tell myself that I'm a grown ass man and quicker to say God dealt me the wrong damn hand. Niggas always wanting shit the easy way. And I'm surprised the pimp God didn't take my bees away. He could have took.
Man, I could have been homeless,
but I forgot to be a man first.
Need you know
my mama told me to listen to old people and give them a lot of respect. Cause that's some wisdom and some game that you just can't get. Nowhere.
No way.
No way. No how.
You know, when you're a grown ass man, dog, you just can't do little shit no more, man. You know.
So
time. You never know when you gon' need a motherfucker, so be cool and polite. But I done fucked up so much, my mama was right. I want my nails long, ears clipped, manicure, pedicure, glass, get his mash, head is crib with the mind. Bitch, I'm trying to break my nails all the goddamn time. I learned a hard head, make it soft fast. Steady being stupid, rap star, paying for shit with cash. The China man, rap star, paying for shit with cash. The China man taught us how to work when he was a kid. The white man turned around and did the same old shit. But all my daddy taught me was some old school game. Not a stock, not a bond, so put that in the frame. Sometime I wish that he could tell me something one more game. But when you die, you're dead, you go and the pimp got led you home. Now I ain't super pimp and I ain't got the best hand. Hoes leave me too, just like the next man. Niggas always trying to out pimp the next cat. And I realize we some lonely motherfuckers, bless him. I ain't pimp a lot of break a bitch. Billy, khaki suit, Kevin, alligator, Al, Stacey, Adam, Steve, I'm sugar free.
Okay.
Ba-da. Sugar free, you the tightest piece spitter that I ever heard in my life. I don't believe him, but I give him dap and say that's right. I found a telling the truth, really set you free. I can't lie about a flaw when the flaw is me. I had a hoe leave me cause I didn't serve her man. What she didn't understand, he was a sugar free fan. Caught a hot one on a whole strong Century Boulevard. She told me all that pimpin' play was sugar free in his car. Plus they had a little girl that he loved a lot. I couldn't serve pimpin' pimpin', so she shook the spot. No matter what she do, no matter what she say, sugar free felt like a motherfucking man that day. Sometimes it's hard enough for me to even deal with dudes. They wanna fill my pockets before they fill my shoes. Not knowing all I wanted was a house and clean them poppers, but get a check in the mail from BMI for $16. Imagine sneaking in a gas station, hiding in things. Too embarrassed to pay for gas, give some short ass change. Now my mama knows, she calling me saying, DeWine, where your money go? I looked her dead in her eyes and told her truth, said, Mama, I don't know. I did. So then, eventually you come up saying, you know, Sugar Free, that's funny. I always wanted to be a rap star just like you. And I said, you gotta excuse me if I don't laugh. DeJuan Walker, a.k.a. Sugar Free. Y'all be cool, all right?
Yo. I don't know what the fuck just happened. This thing is acting crazy right now. Okay, good. I stopped it. Okay. Yeah, this shit is acting wild, man. Internet acting funny. It's a lot of funny energy going on right now. And the reason in being is because a nigga about to blow. Nigga about to blow in a million ways. I got some heavy shit going down. I'm looking at it right now. Man, y'all about to see your boy act a fool on these streets in Vegas. Yes. I know everybody's been waiting for it. Everybody, you know, I operate in a certain way, man. And it's all in the Black Man's Bible. It's all coded up in the Kicked Out of Heaven, too. I operate in a certain fashion. I don't do the chaotic bullshit, you know. I don't swing AKs around, you know. When I aim, I use 30-06, I use sniper rifles. I hit the target. One shot, two shots, that's it, bolt rifle, you know. That's how I do it. I don't fuck around with the bullshit, with the chaotic movements, man. If anybody got any questions, man, or anything, they want to say, especially about some of the videos I've been putting up lately on the YouTube, you can go ahead and press the button. I'll let you in, and we can ride on the show. If anybody got any questions on anything that was said about the Black Man's Bible and what's been said about the anything that's been read in The Kicked Out of Heaven. So I do got some updates. I might as well spill the updates before anybody do anything. Black Man's Bible, there's about to be a new version, but it's the same version. There's just a lot of errors fixed up in it, and I had to butter it up, had to make it better on the side bind and things of that nature. So I got a new one coming. It's going to be up before the month is out on the Amazon. And you will know, because there will be the cover, there's something added onto the cover. I'm just going to put it like that. I ain't going to say what it is yet. But the cover has something added onto it. So, and there are a couple of things that are added. This version will be longer. There's a couple of things that are added. So the raunchier version, which is the one I got, you got to buy it from me. And you can only get the album from me. And I will also have the audiobook available. Okay? So, all of that's happening. And then we also have Real Nigga Etiquette coming up.
real shortly, which is basically the Proverbs to the black man's Bible. And it's nothing but wisdom. It's a philosophical book, and it goes over many different areas of life and philosophies about it, all directly coming from me. I have different philosophies on women, different philosophies on how to go about your household, how to go about streets, how to go about money, how to go, you know, and then there's a lot of philosophy on theology, on religion, you know. It's a lot of common sense, logic, and reason, basically. And The Real Nigga Etiquette, which will be at $9, the ebook will be $4.50. And then I'm going to be doing the Onyx Tablet will be the album that comes with The Real Nigga Etiquette book. And you can only, once again, get that from me. But the Onyx Tablet will be available online for purchase. And I think I might even put up my old album, the very first one I did, The Immortal Spectacle. I might put that one back up. I mean, put that one on Amazon and what's the name. But regardless of that, that's what's coming up. And there's going to be a lot of wild videos, and there's going to be a lot of wild stuff coming up here very, 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 very soon. So pay close attention. And then Kicked Out of Heaven will also be available on Amazon as well. 525 pages, 163 photos. And it's from, you know, let me do the whole title. The whole title of the book is Kicked Out of Heaven, The Untold History of the White Races, circa 700 to 1700 AD, Volume 1. Okay? Volume 2 should be released, if we're on time, July 4th. Okay? And that's how things are going to be moving. All right? Everybody's talking about the Trump thing. Everybody's talking about the Trump thing that happened in Chicago. Why don't I say something about this? As I stated, if anybody has any questions or anything they want to, and you want me to comment about or anything of that nature, just go ahead and press the button. I'll let you in. But let's talk about the Trump thing. Me, I don't watch TV. I don't waste my time. So anybody, let's keep this clear on human existence. I respect human existence, so I don't waste my time with bullshit, you see? And voting is bullshit. If you have studied its origins, you will understand that. You will also understand that every single president since the beginning, 1776, been talking about how they're going to make this shit better. So obviously it's shit. And through the repetitiveness of presidents, It's going to remain shit. It's going to remain a shit log. And everybody's going to sit around here and try and act like how they can put some sprinkles, you know, and sugarcoat the shit log. And that's not going to happen. That only happens with fools. Okay? And mama didn't raise a fool. Okay? So that's how it works with me. Okay, when I look at my own personal life, that's the bigger picture, how we look at it. I just mentioned, that was just the American historical perspective. I can also go in on the European cultural perspective, which will also prove to you that voting has been bullshit ever since the time period of, you know, kings and different religions that came in and out and, you know, how the whole voting structure started. As a matter of fact, in Kicked Out of Heaven, I have the first president documented. It's inside the volume one. The first president, what his attire was, what his position was in the city, and all of that. He was a rank underneath the king. I can't go into the details on it right now. My brain be everywhere. I'm doing a lot of stuff. So maybe I'll talk about that the next show on how the hierarchical structure of Europe is comparative with the hierarchical structure of America, and also in relation to how it has no evolution and will not evolve. If you stand back and look at America and you understand the historical lineup, we're nothing without robots. If we didn't have robots, our nation would still be in the same conditions. It is the Industrial Revolution, which is also the same thing that happened in Europe, that advanced civilization. The Industrial Revolution came from the trauma in Europe. The trauma came from the plague. Okay, after one of the great plagues, the plague that's more focused on inside, Kicked Out of Heaven, Volume 1, the one that gets alluded to and mentioned the most, I think, is the 1347 plague, which was the bubonic plague. In Volume 2, I'm going to be doing a more in-depth research on a different time area plague. And I got to watch what I put out, so I'm not going to be putting out too much information on the details, because I speak very detailed because I know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I'm not going to gas anybody's head. I'm not coming out here to gas nobody's head with shit, and that's why civilization is developing nothing but fucking Down syndrome fucks out here right now. Okay, Walmart got 10 rows for the handicapped. Okay, when I go to the Walmart. Okay, the civilization has devolved into retardation. Okay, and there's many reasons on why. And this arrogant attitude of trying to enforce superiority by concealing information and not assisting somebody that may be in a lower position or that needs the assistance, then, you know, we fucked off everything. And that's exactly what's happening. You know, like I said this in a recent video about the policy versus person and corporations. And this is part of the reason why a lot of people have fear of Donald Trump, is because Donald Trump understands money, and the rats at the bottom level don't understand money. Money doesn't deal with emotional bullshit, and the rats on the bottom level have been pumped with emotional bullshit with Tyler Perry, Lil Wayne, other rappers, and other little events that have occurred through, you know, you're looking at too many dogs to save the little girl on the fucking news, okay? So everybody got sympathetic and soft. So that means that your decision and your everyday lifestyle is based off of emotionalism and not reality. The only individuals that understand reality are those who stay in it, historians, okay? And you'll never find a millionaire that does not know history, whether it comes to Greece, whether it comes to Egypt, whether it comes to yesterday, whether it came to some shit that happened during slavery. They all know. There's not one up there that doesn't. This is including actors, senators, it doesn't matter. You got big bank, you're respectful to mankind, okay? That's why you got big bank, because you have studied them as children. So now you got big bank to take care of them as children, because that's exactly what humans are. Children, immature. And they like to stay this way. And it's been like this for eons. It ain't no nothing that just started with America and no African slavery. You can forget that shit. The stupidity of humans that goes in every single civilization. I got a book on it. It's called The Story of Stupid. It's called The Story of Stupidity. The author's last name is Welles. I'm just looking at the bind of it right now. Okay? The Story of Stupidity. Okay? It's there. Okay? That's part of the human paradigm. Okay? So, everybody's moving off of emotionalism. Donald Trump, the Caucasian culture, European culture, has removed emotionalism eons ago. Eons ago. Before old Europe, emotionalism was gone with them motherfuckers. They don't care about it. Now, they still respond off of it. Don't get me wrong. But when it's responded off of, it's done off of a behavior status of trauma. Okay? So that means we're only going to be able to inflict further trauma to play the superior role. That's why they have inflicted their trauma on all other races of the planet. And now the entire planet is European. You see, that's why I Kicked Out of Heaven is a funny piece when you want to talk about business, or you know, because you never know what might happen with the Kicked Out of Heaven type of work. You know, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be upset because there's going to be black people, Indians, and Mexicans that are going to be highly upset at a book like Kicked Out of Heaven that has nothing to do with them, because they have been so, their brain is so embedded into European culture that if they find out all the other elements that was related to the certain elements that they've accepted, it'll give them a brain aneurysm damn near. You know, if you find out the true essence and true reasoning on, you know, why a lot of these things occurred. Okay? So when we talk about Trump, he's removed the bullshit. The man has a hotel in every single city in America. the white race fears feminism. Every single, they play this feminism shit on you all to keep the lower levels operating like rats. So we need you to operate, we need you to think like women, because women can't see past the week, can't see past the month, okay? Naturally, okay? If she was raised with the father that gave a fuck and enforced and taught and did all that shit, then her foresight's going to be different, okay? But when we talk about the natural scale, it isn't going. So the feminism thought is to keep the lab rat as said lab rat, okay? And that's all that's going on, okay? So when we talk about Donald Trump, I personally haven't heard anything racist to come out of his mouth. I'm not saying that, you know, I don't know, because I don't listen to him. I don't give a fuck. You got to understand. Every president, I've had the big booty pretty woman with me, and I've had money in my pocket. I got my car. My house is up. My children are beautiful. I have my blunt always filled. Now, this has been my mechanism since I left the house, since I left Mama's house, Mama's skirt in her house and all of that. And I haven't voted since, B. I mean, what is this? It doesn't matter if we go into a war or whatever. I build my dimension. I own my dimension. Your dimension don't mean shit. It ain't finna hold on me in no format, because I have respect and I treat people respectfully. And those who deserve to get grassed accordingly. And that's why I'm looked at as authoritative, because I have gained authoritative energy, okay, by being authoritative on fucking idiots. A lot of them have come through the conscious movement, just to be honest, you know, and that's why I don't meet males now. I will not meet any male fans face-to-face unless I've already known you, built a rapport with you through months, maybe even years of communication over the phone, because I do have some homies like that. I mean, that's how I've developed friends in different countries. You know, I got a customer from the DVDs. He was spending thousands at a time all the way in Hong Kong. Fucked around and flew me out to Hong Kong. Okay? So, that's how you do it, man, you know. Be communicative, you know, and build. And we're not in the building spot right now. And we're making ourselves look real ugly with what just happened with the Donald Trump situation in Chicago. It's real stupid. Okay? You want to get out here and rally this man for what? See, what it is they've seen it. They've seen all the repetitive TV shows of the Trump. And they've seen the show he had. And he's slamming the, what was that bro's name? Marosa? Whatever the black chick name. He was slamming. You're fired. Out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You know what you're talking about. You own no business. Get the fuck out of here. I'm dealing with billionaires. What are you talking about? We buy buildings in New York. You ain't playing this game. You don't know these faces up here. I don't need your campaign money. I don't need. You see, that's the whole point. He don't need nothing from nobody. If he gets the seat, he can make whatever rule he want. Because I play the billionaire game. Internationally, I have hotel in Qatar. I do business in Dubai. Where are you? You see what I'm saying? Okay? The white race, they need masculinity, bro. That's how they've gotten here on this planet, bro. That's how you got to understand. And this is sort of explained in the Kicked Out of Heaven with the high level of prostitution. The high level of prostitution that was going down in old Europe developed a mentality of deprivation in the women, which developed a mentality of security. And unity as well. This is why they have a lot of unity. You know, they have as many orders and groups just as the men do. But a lot of people don't put a light on that picture, you know. And through that security developed violence and masculinity at a high rate. Inside Kicked Out of Heaven, there are many, many, many descriptions of how women would kill their infants immediately. Throwing them in rivers, dashing their heads up against trees, so on and so forth. This infanticide came out of deprivation. It came out of a questionable environment, which enforced the murderous mentality, which is masculine. A murderous mentality is a masculine mentality. Okay? That's why the Negro still running around here been talking about religion for 50, 60 fucking years, because he's not serious. You have not maimed Okay? You have not maimed anybody about your religion shit. You want to have debates. You see, on this planet, the rule is that if you're serious about a god, you go maim people for it. You go put sticks up their asses and you fucking gut them and you fucking cut their heads off about it and you burn bodies to your god. That's the way it's always been done. That's the way it'll always be done. So that's why I don't play no games and no fucking religious debates. Religious topics are fucking stupid, especially amongst blacks, because you're not in no position to do no reality when it comes to religion, homeboy. Sit the shit down. Okay? You're being laughed at. Okay? And that's what I keep on telling you. That's what I keep on saying. African-American, the youngest race on the planet. They're the infant of the fucking planet. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. You still run around here like a toddler. Okay? And that's all there is to it. When you understand epigenetics, when you understand geography, you understand domestication, then you understand that the African-American is the youngest race on the planet. But these subjects are not to be dibbled and dabbled with the black mind. Why? We remain evasive because if we gain intelligence, that makes us what? Responsible. So we are going to hide our so-called intelligence underneath the cloak of religion, which allows spirituality and empty space bullshit debate all the fucking time. And we're digging up into fucking archaeology. If you can even get to that point, which black historians, I haven't seen too many getting to that point. They stay up in Egypt all day. If you're going to deal with religions, you got to be all across the fucking planet because that's where they're at. You got to be up in Buddhist temples. You got to be up in European Catholic churches of the old years. You got to be up in different spots, homie. You got to be over here in the Mecca, okay? You got to be in different locations. So you're not serious about your religion, so shut that shit the fuck down. You wearing your fucking curtain means nothing. And holding a fucking stick means nothing. Okay? Because those are the type of Negroes I was seeing when I was at the Million Man March. But what else I saw at the Million Man March? Trump got a tower being built in that bitch, nigga. Okay? Okay? That's what I saw. It was funny. The Million Man March was funny. Oh, it was women coming up to me. So where did the march, when did the march happen? I said, you missed it. We marched right on into the sea. We marched right into the ocean. You missed it. They was looking at me like, yeah, exactly. Clown motherfucker you. Exactly. You thought you was going to get some shit. You don't even fucking study nothing, nigga, to understand how this whole thing operates. You's a hype. You hype, my nigga. That's what you're based off of. It's hype. Oh, I see some shit going down. I want to look cute. I'm going to give me a conscience. Brother burns incense. Hype, my nigga. Only dead bodies need to be awakened with hype. Only dead bodies need to be electrified to fucking jolt and move. You see, let's talk about hip-hop, because that's exactly what I'm talking about. You see, that's why I decided to do the intellectual capacity, because that's what I am. Write a book. Write several books. Why? Because there's a million subjects out here. I can write books until I fucking die and not have a problem. Now I can teach my sons to write books, and they'll write books on subjects that don't even correlate or intervene with the subjects I've written on. Okay, because there's a gazillion subjects out here, but where's the nigger at when it comes to all of these subjects, when it comes to psychology, sociology, when it comes to trauma, behavior, when it comes to all of that, the understanding of colors, how humans are affected by colors, numbers. You see, we'd be better off watching TV shows like Brain Games and furthering our research from watching that at a lecture than be watching some cat sitting up here with an onk on his head. You see, but I deal with reality space, and that's why Walmart can pick up my material and sell it on their own without me even knowing. I had to research my own book to find it in their inventory. You see, I deal with fucking reality, and I talk like this, too, and I explain, and I'm talking like this in the books as well. That's what's so really interesting. I'm up in the book, nigga, bitch, this, that. Fuck that hoe, this, that, nigga. Rob a nigga, da da da, because I did all of these things, but I'm explaining planets, I'm explaining, you know, our solar system travels around Alcyone, which is a whole other solar system, and we're the seventh planet. I mean, our sun is the seventh sun to that zone. You understand? I'm explaining all that type of shit. I'm explaining, you know, metaphysics, astrology heavy, and a lot of the other things inside the book. You see what I'm saying? Herbs, oils, the whole yarn. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still cussing and smoking blunts and fucking bitches. You know, and that's what is the complex for, you know, black males. They don't know how to be whole and accept wholeness. You know, I just want to talk about what they ain't going to do. You know? Or why they don't do some shit. You see what I'm saying? Then that's female thinking pattern. The female says, no, I'm not going to do this because I don't want that to happen. I'm not going to say this to you because I don't want you to do this and that. So they always developing lies in their fucking head because they don't want to tell you the truth because they think the truth is too hard, and then you're gonna turn into the beast once you find out the fucking truth. And they don't want no beast because they're not physically or mentally prepared to handle the beast. And you can smash their ass just off the basis of strength alone if you want to go there. Okay? So when we talk about hip-hop, what do you got to do? You got to jump up and down in front of the nigga. You got to jump up and down. You got to have the big booty. You got to have the car. You got to have the club. You got to have the drugs. You got to be a jail bid. You got to have some chains. You got to have some guns. You got to have a bandana. Got to have the syrup in the cup. You got to have on the shades. You got to have the gold grill. Okay? You got to jump up and down for the fucking idiot that needs to be jolted. You have to jump up and down for the dead body that needs to be jolted. And a lot of people don't understand what I'm saying, and you're really not going to get it until Volume 2 comes out, about how color plays on the white psyche, on the European psyche, the original status. We're going to be talking about how black affects the psyche, how red affects the psyche, how green and yellow affects the psyche. These colors used to affect Caucasian psyche to make them extremely violent or extremely sexual. So what would happen is they'd start dancing and they'd have, you know, and they'd have little red bandanas they'd tie on their little thing on their waist part, you know, and they'd start dancing. And some of these dancing plagues, as they were called, dancing plagues, people would go smashing their head up against the wall. You know, it's kind of funny, man. I put out this type of information. And then the rats, they go get on the, they go take your information and go tossing it everywhere, trying to act like they was the boss hog, find that shit out from the get-go. And that's another reason why we're so behind this, because we don't give credit where credit is due. I give credit where credit is due, and can't nobody ever say that. If I say some information, I say we're exactly where I found it from. You know what I'm saying? But now that I'm doing the author, I got to do it. You can find out where I'm getting the information when you buy the book, because it's all in the bibliography. All my information is cited in reference. And I've used, just in Volume 1 alone, there's over 40, 50 different references. And that's not a lot pertaining to some of the literature that's out there and the references that have been used amongst them. But the thing is that I've read these books from cover to cover. When you look at other high-level scholars, and I'm not putting myself in a high-level scholar's position, I'm just stating, when you look at other scholars, what you'll see is when they cite, they just go to that site in the book. They don't really read the whole book, and that's why they're able to get so many different sites. My writing style will be based off of a different information gathering style. And the reason being is because when I put out a book, there will also be a lecture given with it. Now, the Kicked Out of Heaven Volume 1 does have a lecture, and that is the torture lecture. But I felt that wasn't right, so because I sort of put out the torture lecture eons ago. So I'm going to go ahead and do a new lecture for Kicked Out of Heaven. And then if you buy the book from me, you'll get both lectures with it. Okay? I should package up my lectures and try and get them on Amazon in some way. I'll have to figure that out. Because black people are scared to buy directly from black people. You know? And that's just the truth behind the scenario. You know, they like to have the gateway in between so they could go. As much as the conscious folk complain about white people, They love them at the end of the day. I see it because I do business all the time. And there'll be mistakes that I've had customers, I've had black customers in this conscious thing try and file claims because they got the wrong address on their information. And they're trying to file claims on product and all this other shit and sending me threatening emails and all types of shit. You know, I didn't have so-called fans call my phone, try to threaten me, threaten my household, all of that. And I don't even know these individuals. People are so caught up into their own mind with shit, man. You know, that the disrespectful rate is just is not seen, you know. Nobody sees the disrespect anymore. It's just done. It's just a part of the mechanism, I guess. You know? And that's where we all fail, is because we have that type of attitude about the scenario. You know? So, yeah, man. We really need to change the mentality. But I highly doubt that's going to happen. You know, and I don't want to put any doubts on anything. I mean, that's just what it is, man. You know, my predictions are correct on a lot of things, man. I mean, and that's kind of funny, too, because I think I might take down a lot of those. I might just take down a lot of those lectures from 2010. Because, and the reason being is because I got to start preparing myself to shift my whole career and everything that I'm doing to a different audience. So for those who know me, you know, stick along. But when it comes to catering to this conscious community group, that's about to come to a short real quick. It's historically proven that none of the individuals who've dedicated their lives to this have gotten anything good out of it. Even after death, their stories are confused. Their stories, nobody knows the facts. It's all based in rumors on how these individuals died. I mean, you know, give me a break. It's ignorance, man. And I just deal with the reality of it. You know, I read a lot of books. The conscious community has stopped reading books. This is proven because our bookstores have closed at a 70% rate since 2007. 2007 is the same year everybody started going to the YouTube with this shit. Okay? So, there's too much catering to women. There's far too much catering to women. And, there is no power in that. There is no gain, and there is no forward movement, and that is historically proven as well by too much gratification towards the female. As a matter of fact, there need not be any. For what reason? Because, I mean, you don't see, I mean, you have the contest. Let's do that. Let's do, you know, the beautiful black woman contest in every city. That's how you do it. And then you do the national thing. You know, that's how you do those type of things. You see what I'm saying? But you don't get on the internet making a whole bunch of pictures about queen, queen, queen everywhere, and you don't even know what the definition of the word queen is or its cultural significance in Europe. As it wasn't the king's wife that was the only woman that was called the queen. The other, all women damn near in society that held a position of respect, which could be a procurer, which could be a courtesan, which could be a noble wife, a noble daughter. All of these individuals were called queens. All the women were referred to as queens. Okay, like the word Madonna. A lot of people take the word Madonna and try to use, oh, the pretty Madonna, the black Madonna, the this Madonna, the that Madonna. Madonna is the word for mother in Italy. And that's all it is. Okay, it's the word for mother in Italy. So, you know, that's what I'm saying, man. This is so much backwardness because nobody has respect to human life. All the other cultures know a lot of these things, man, because they have respect towards life. Okay? So they not only know their historical picture, they know the historical picture of other people. You know? Everybody's pimping the black race's status of not having fathers and not having mothers. Their mothers are there, but they're there in the, you know, they got on the church hat. You know? And they're raising children in a system that's against nature, which is female dominant. And the only mammal that's female dominant is the hyena. And the hyena runs around with a pussy hanging out of her back. Okay? This is fact. Go look it up. The only one is the hyena, and she's rabid and nasty. And the men are, and the hyena males are always doing what? Laughing, right? Silly, goofy motherfuckers. You know? And they woman runs the show. You know? And at first, for a very long time, African tribes thought that the, and other researchers, I think even Western animal researchers thought that the female was androgynous or was a hermaphrodite because her private parts are so big and hanging out the back. Big used and abused cunt. You know? So that's the picture we have, man. That's the picture we have today. You have to be an idiot to get out here. You got to jump around in the shiny suit to attract, you know, the black people, you know? Or you just got to have your stuff in the side of a store that is already set up by individuals of another race. Okay? Ooh, we talk about the situation that just happened in New Jersey. Young black man running a little sneaker store. Okay? Then they came and got him. You know, rest in peace, man. But, you know, they came and shot him up. And the man died over some shoes because he owns some shoes. You know, and that's another thing. That's the feminine mind frame. Well, what the fuck are so many men worried about some goddamn shoes for? What the fuck does a shoe do? And if you think you're getting women off of any girl that's attracted to a man's shoes is a girl. She's not no fucking man. I mean, she don't know what a man is. A lot of these women out here nowadays don't know what a man is. They can't define what a man is. Okay? Most of them are raised by single women, you know, so they just getting with you out of curiosity anyways. You know, they just want to know, oh, what does he piss like? How does he do this? And then they're going to hold everything that you do up against the Jesus symbol. So if you don't move because they don't know how a man moves behind closed doors anyway. You see, so the only man that they know of socially, the top supreme authority, is Jesus, and they're going to hold you up against that picture. And since they don't know what Jesus is or has done, because they aren't reading, okay, they think, you know, that Jesus is all perfect. And you're supposed to do everything in perfection. And in her mind, perfection is encased by what her mama taught her. And the 9 times out of 10, her mama didn't teach her shit. Her mom just showed her by example. And then besides that, the little girl picks up whatever the fuck she finds out on TV or whatever she likes to hear from songs and other girls. Okay, so yeah, I just explained it to you that it's insanity based upon insanity because there's no cultural basis in unification, okay? Nowhere. And if you think we're going to be able to do that right now using hip-hop as our motherboard, you lost your mind, you know? Cultures are embedded in place by blood spill, you know? Just to be fully honest, that's what history states. You know, cultures are put together by a multitude. Well, we already got the blood spill part, okay? But we haven't spilled blood, okay? We have not spilled blood. Don't think that a Nat Turner situation and that is not spilling blood on this planet. Spilling blood on this planet is tens of thousands of lives all at the same time in 1-2 days. Sometimes even hundreds of thousands. Sometimes even millions. We don't have the power to do that. Therefore, we're not getting respected on the planet, and we won't. Okay? That is the fucking picture. you're not serious enough. You're not angry enough. You're not demanding anything. They're shooting your babies up in the street. You know? So, I know the position. So, the position is, if you can't beat them, join them. Because, nigga, what? I'm going to tell you right now, it's not joining them. You're not joining anything but the system of the dollar. See, that's what people don't understand. That's the secret culture of America. And that's why don't nobody want Trump in office. Is because he understands he is a boss hog in the secret culture of America. And the secret culture of America is what I call in the money religion, I am. That is intelligence, aggressiveness, masculinity. I am. Okay? Intelligence, aggression, and masculinity. Because femininity hasn't built anything. They don't build houses. They don't build washing machines. They build babies in their wombs. That's it. Okay, for 9 months, okay? Sometimes it takes a bridge 100 years to get built. What the fuck are we talking about? And how many lives were lost during the course of that? Okay? So let's deal with some fucking reality. Intelligence. And that's why women don't really enforce book reading and shit like that, especially in no nonfiction subjects, man, because they won't be able to make moves around you and do whatever the fuck they want to if you know your environment and if you see everything. Okay, they can't make these dumbass moves around your ass. You see what I'm saying? And that's exactly what they're doing. You know, it's, you know, just like a homie told me on the phone. He said, man, after reading your book, man, I just see, man, that emasculation cuckold shit is at every fucking corner. And it is, my nigga. It's coded up in language. It's coded up in how females talk to you. It's coded up in your food. It's all in the fucking TV shows. It's all in the fucking movies, bro. And then it's loaded up in everybody so much that whenever you go out here, you're dealing with it in different forms, coming out of people in different ways. And if you're not educated enough to identify it, wow, you just been stabbed up. Your dick don't work. You're just going to keep on knocking you down till your dick don't work and you holding the camera. And let the real man come through here. And that's what's going on with society. High level dumbed down. You know what I'm saying? All of that's broken down in the black man's Bible. All of that shit's broken down and kicked out of heaven. Any Negro who does not read kicked out of heaven, get the fuck out of here. You lost your fucking mind. Because what's so interesting is that the Negro scholar has been claiming scholarship for a very long time. But all we can do is find out where the Negro is the origin of. Okay? And where we travel. Okay? We mentioned our inventions. We drew some stuff on some walls. Okay? And all of that is very, we need to know that. We need to take all of that close to heart. That's very serious information. But at the same time, you've been all talking about who is the devil and who is your great enemy and all this other nonsense. But then we have not, I see, and the reason why I state it, why I term it like that is because war is going to always go on this planet and everybody's going to war with everybody. And yes, there is a lot of heavy shit going on that's directly at black people, and there are specific reasons on why. And when we detail how black people communicate amongst each other, we can see why. They're doing it because, you know, it's just like when you're a kid. You know, somebody's going to be the bully. I want to pick on you, nigga. I'm going to take your fucking lunch, nigga. Fuck you talking about? You know, three hyenas show up on the leopard eating on a boar. Nigga, get the fuck out of here, nigga. You won't be lunch too? Thank you for the boar, nigga. Fuck you mean? Like, y'all niggas got this fucking fantasy-ass shit going on. You think it's Alice in Wonderland? Look, like I said, Alice in Wonderland, Wizard of Oz, there's Dorothy. Fantasy bullshit is for females. So any man caught up into some, oh, the law of my eye, and we gonna learn some metu netu and all of that, nigga, please, you are in fantasy, dog. Any nigga out here talking about a pineal gland ain't never been to no motherfucking, ain't never even seen a cadaver body. You ain't even comfortable with the sight of a dead body, and you can't put your hands in it and pull out the liver. You can't pull out the heart, but you gonna talk about a pineal gland in the middle of somebody's brain. Fuck is you talking about? I got videos on Millennium DVDs, nigga, show you cadaver bodies and show you where everything is located at in the body. Them niggas don't purchase that shit. Niggas don't purchase no documentaries. They think all the info is in the lectures because they like a lot of hot. They like a lot of hot, a lot of emotion, get the barbecue going bullshit. And that's just the fucking reality. And, you know, if I got to bring reality here, man, and it hurts people's brains, man, then so what, man? You can call me the bearer of bad news then, man, because that's just the fucking reality. And like I said, all of these scholars that have been moving, they've been studying Egypt and Africa. I've gotten some details from African slavery, but the details that I'm about to bring out when I do my little research on the slave trade, boy, it's going to sit a lot of motherfuckers the fuck down. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to make, because I got direct diaries from individuals who were on the ships, my nigga. Like, what are we talking about? You can get this information. It is here. Okay? So I don't want to hear this bullshit, man. Niggas be hearing secondhand, thirdhand information, hearing it from scholars, man. We don't got enough thorough researchers. And I'm talking about researchers of everything. We need to be out here, man. Where the fuck did the Pakistani motherfuckers come from? And how did they got their dough? What the fuck going on in Bulgaria? What are you niggas is doing? What's your mythology system? Okay? I do that, bro. I'm in the Mayan astrology system, dog. What's these Indians over here in South America doing? You know what I'm saying? They put the fucking, they got the cone in the lip. One of them tribes in South America is where America got the bead thing. They put the bead underneath the skin in the phallus. Yeah, that shit comes from a tribe in South America. I forgot the name of them. But I'm just saying, we need to be more expansive in the mental. And you can see from the rooter to the tutor, all the way from our millionaires down to the niggas on the bottom, that we don't got expansive mentalities, B. Everybody comes to the game putting some fucking clothes on your fucking back and putting some motherfucking liquor in your stomach and some fucking shoes on you. Man, give me a break. How many shoes does the nigga need, man? We need conscious shoes now, nigga? Like, come on. Family. We need to put our money in power areas, man. Power. You see, I've been understood this. That's why the first product I put in the game is called literature, a book. You want to know why? Because Kicked Out of Heaven, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at a two-volume book set right here, written in the 1800s, used for Kicked Out of Heaven. I got the original shit right here. The fuck are you talking about? Okay? I can go get books from the 1300s. Oh, so does that mean if I write a book with fucking power in this motherfucker, my children can eat for 500 years, 300 years? Oh, power, nigga. What the fuck you mean? And then I put the book up with some of power. The Amazon going to put it up at $600. They can't even bring my book below $100. That's Black Man's Bible. They can't even. I'm over here doing the black history right now. But the support I'm getting on the major rule when it comes to creation is coming from other races. Interesting. I've been had my shit out here, but the Negroes make themselves look bad in front of everybody else because they don't understand the great eyeball complex and how that whole system works. You see what I'm saying? Because everything is cause and effect. It's all science. You see? So if you're not going off of the cause and effect principle, then you're going out here in the world not knowing how the fuck you look to people, and you don't give no fuck. So therefore, I can treat you however the fuck I want to because you have put yourself in no category. You're in the bottom level category of rat. Okay? So if I pull you over and you got your hair all over your fucking head, you're not a fucking human to me. You see what I'm saying? I think like this too. You gotta understand that shit, man. Motherfuckers with money and power, look, I got power. I can't say I got gazillions and gazillions of dollars. They're coming. But I know what power is. I've been hunting for power ever since I got out the fucking pussy. So you know what I've been doing? Smashing motherfuckers. I've been getting minds in a lot of different ways, and I've been doing a lot of different power shit. Do some jewelry. Put it out there. That's powerful, nigga. Do 1,000 lectures on motherfucking internet. That's powerful. Go deliver a fucking baby. That's powerful. Go pimp. That's powerful. That's what I'm saying. Move state to state. That's powerful. When we talk about America, what's the powerful vehicles? Chevy for the nigga. So I go get the biggest Chevy, nigga, old school bourbon. Power. You see, I'm hunting for power. Y'all niggas don't even know what you're looking at. when you look at me. That's the whole fucking look, it's a power game. You see what I'm saying? At the end of the fucking day, it's a power game. Okay? Get the money. See, people who got money and then get the power because they got the money, as soon as the money gets removed, and that can happen, you're back to shit. Once I get my money, I'll never go back to shit. That's the whole fucking point, man. I understand my position, and I understand where I'm at and how to get to the next level. If we coming out here talking about some, oh, yeah, that's why I came to the game and said I was God, because I already did a whole bunch of God shit, and I still got more God shit to do, and I ain't got no problem with taking on the feet. You see what I'm saying? So let's fuck with the power stroke. Come battle me, nigga. Take on the challenge. Niggas don't like no competition. You see? Like, dog, man, bro, there's a, like I said earlier, if you look at the details on how black people respond and the way we treat each other is the reason why other races treat us the way they do. Because they can. My homeboy was over there at the bank. My nigga in Dallas, he was over at the bank, and he was helping his cousin fill out this application. And on the application, there was only two boxes for race. One was black and the other one was non-white. So he's like, nigga, what this shit mean, non-white? Nigga, that's fucking Hispanic, ain't it? But if it was Hispanic, they would have put Hispanic on here. I done seen Hispanic. I said, nah, nigga, that's not what you're looking at. That is not what you're looking at. I'm like, bro, look, Hispanic niggas don't need no jobs. They already got their banks. Indian motherfuckers don't need no jobs, bro. It's a cultural thing. There's a lot of different levels to this shit, man. You got to understand the spider web, okay? The cracker don't need no jobs. They go anywhere, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? The Africans, they don't need no jobs, bro. They got shit rolling, okay? The Koreans, the Chinese, the Japanese in America do not need jobs. The only motherfuckers that need jobs are black people and the biracial motherfuckers and all the other motherfuckers that listen to the Waka Flocka and all that other nigga shit and think they need jobs too. Those are the only motherfuckers that need jobs. The unreliable, the ones who have no reliable system. And the black race is the only race that doesn't have a reliable system. So I'm going to put it out here. I'm going to put it out here to let you know. I'm going to put it out here because I run this shit. You know, I've said it before. I do think I run this planet. I don't give a fuck what anybody say about that and shit. I've said a lot of things, nigga, that go down immediately. Okay? So I'm letting you know what the stroke is. So, and there's callers online right now that I can pick up the phone and they can vouch because they've watched me. Ears. I'm telling you, y'all think this hee-hee-ha-ha shit, we just gonna load up whatever fucking video we want to online, and, oh, nigga, please, you niggas is grass, niggas is targets, family, okay, y'all got the biggest dicks, y'all got the biggest booties, why not, okay, why not, we put y'all motherfuckers right back into the spot, I want the live BBC, that's what these motherfuckers want, and they can get it, they can pay for it. And nigga ain't finna do nothing but get in line, because niggas know that any other nigga is not finna assist them. You can see that in the millionaire group. There's been no reliable structure in rap. There's not even a rapper's guild. Is there a rap lyric writing guild? No. I don't even have to research it. I know it's not there. Because they're doing their movies and they're all doing their little separate fucking thing. You understand? Okay. Is there it amongst our professors and our scholars in this group or in the universities, do they got medical that they can rely on? No, we're watching them all drop like flies right now. So what the fuck is you talking about? What area? The only area where black people are supporting black people is the Yo Gotti and the Waka Flocka, my nigga. The gold mouth for the gold mouth. That's it. The real niggas, man. You know, niggas I knew, niggas I came up with. That's how I have to put it. And that's where I'm going to have to go smash with, man, regardless of how volatile it is, man. You know, because there's nothing here. You know, there's nothing here. It's been 7-8 years, my nigga. There's nothing here, bro. And you can see it by all the other, on how everybody else moving. You know what I'm saying? How everybody else moving is out of the picture, bro, because you've all been tested. We're shooting y'all up on the streets. Y'all been on this internet talking this fucking bullshit for how long, my nigga? See, I just talk reality. So I'm not a target. I talk reality. Okay? Certain things I know, but I will never enforce because I know the no. I know the cause. I know the effect. I can draw out the results before I even put some shit in place. Okay? So all the rah-rah-rah time, man, it ain't going to be over here at the 720 show, man. It's going to be books, my nigga. That's it. Books, I'll do a little on my scholarly books. I'm going to do a lecture with them. And on my rap, on my homie books, my nigga time books, we're going to do a little album with them. And that's how it's going to move me. The door is closed, homie. I'm not, man, nigga, please. You know, if you want to get a book done, holla at me. Stargate Publishing. I got power in the game and power in the name. You see? So we can move on that. But any other time, man, shit, I can do the whole thing on the book. I can even put up the websites. I do that too. You know, because didn't have any assistance in that area. Nigga was traumatized and had his back against the wall. I had to force him to do my own shit, as usual. And as always done. Fuck a doctor in this hospital. I'll go get my own baby. So, you know, that's what it is, man. Y'all holler at the guy at 720, man. Y'all check out the blackmansbible.com, man. Y'all check out kickedoutofheaven.com. You know, I got a lot of shit coming up on the YouTube, man. Y'all gonna see your boy been through this here Vegas, man. This Vegas is mine. So y'all fuck with me, man. All right, peace.